Hello and welcome to The Inner Cycle. My name is Sharon Wood and I'm the founder of M-Goddess, and this is the launch of The Inner Cycle, the very first podcast, and I'm hoping that you will get something not only informative but a little bit entertaining, maybe put you off to sleep at night or give you a laugh in the car in the morning. If you have come across M-Goddess before, you'll know what the inner circle is all about. Maybe you've seen me speak before at an event, or you've come across my book or my website. I love to talk and share about the menstrual cycle and how it really impacts every part of your life, and how by understanding it can really make a difference to decisions that you make and choices that you go for throughout the month. I've been a big believer in trying to change the worldwide taboo around menstrual shame and turn it into an empowerment tool. Yes, an empowerment tool. I believe that our menstrual cycles are like a secret weapon that women have inside them. And when they really understand it, it can help you to make better decisions and can guide you through the month. I thought today's podcast will be more about the discovery of how M-Goddess came about, but it's not just going to be a blurb of all about me. You'll see how by understanding it, it will benefit you as well. So I really, because it really is just something that I came across that made such a big difference in my life, and I just wondered why no one was taught this. So what happened was, I was studying aromatherapy in my early 20s over in London, and the lecturer there basically said to me one day, or the whole class, you know, if you understand your cycle as a woman, it makes a big difference in your life. That was it. That was the comment. And it really resonated with me. I really thought, oh, wow, that's really fascinating. And she mentioned a couple of books. And so I went off to my New Age bookshop that was in London and found my books and started reading. And they just really sparked an interest in me. And it sparked an interest in me because as a younger person, I had fairly low self-esteem. I really struggled with understanding why I felt the way I did and why I couldn't feel normal all the time, why I had these ups and downs. And it really impacted on my life, and it gave me a filter of almost every decision. Every decision I made, everything that I thought about, I had this filter of low self-esteem that I looked through. But when I started to understand my cycle, and I really looked into it, and I started to be more mindful and started charting and learning more about it, I actually started to feel better about myself. I noted that I was there were areas or times in my month that I actually had a lot of strength and a lot of confidence versus other times where I was feeling more vulnerable and insecure. So as women, we go through four phases of our cycle, and these four phases are linked to the changes in hormones throughout the month. So we have a follicular phase, which is around day 5-6 through to a day 12 of our cycle. Then we go to our ovulatory or ovulation, which is day 13 through to about day 15-16. And then we have a luteal phase, which is from around day 17 through to day 28. And then day 1 to day 5, when you're actually menstruating, is your menstrual phase. So these four phases are influenced by the fluctuation of hormones in your body. And when we talk about them as younger people, when we're taught in schools or when we're taught anywhere, we're only ever taught, I remember, the negative sides of it. You know, okay, so you have your period, you bleed, you know, sometimes it's really painful, sometimes you bleed for, you know, anything between 5 and 7 days, it's heavy, can be a bit smelly, can not feel real great. Then you go through, and they don't tell you really much about the follicular phase as well at all, and then you move into ovulation, where you can get pregnant then, so make sure you use contraception. And then you go into the luteal phase, where all they call it is the premenstrual phase. And I don't know about you, but when I think premenstrual phase, the first thing I think is negative. I just go straight into cranky, moody, frustrated, teary. And then, of course, menstruation again. So it's not really sold to you in a positive way, and it's not taught to you in a way that makes you go, oh, wow, what a gift. Unreal. This is great. Instead, we're like, oh, no, how many years of this? But the truth is that in these phases, there is actually positive as well as negative in each phase. And this is what M Goddess is about. It's about teaching you the four phases of your cycle and how you can then understand it to be, this is what's happening in my world, and this is what I need to focus on at this time of the month to make the most out of this. When you do this, you can start to get the benefits of your cycle. You can use it as a tool, a planning tool, to just really get ahead. And in further podcasts, I'll be really breaking all of this down. So we'll be looking at the four different phases individually. We'll be looking at aspects that you can chart and things that are impacted by your cycle. So risk is impacted by your cycle. So how much you risk things, your risk behaviors, your empathy levels, your compassion changes throughout the month, your ability to focus, your ability to be creative is impacted throughout the month. Something that I learned not too long ago, because I'm doing lots of reading at the moment, so everything that I learned was intuitive. So I learned all of this information intuitively initially. So I read a couple of books, I created my own charting tool, and then I just got to it. And it was just an intuitive thing that I learned. So I would listen to my body and I would write down how I felt. And I would do that for a few months, and I got my friends to do it. I got my clients to do it. I got my colleagues to do it. And I ended up with 300 or more charts of women who, from all walks of life, from all different ages, had charted for me. And some were not on any contraceptive pills, and some were. Some were on marinas. And I even had a couple of women who had hysterectomies, but they still charted because they believe, and I believe, that there was still an influence underwriting decisions that they made. And this was, again, connected to this cycle that is with us from, for some of us, the age of 15, 13, 12, you know, it, and goes through to when we're close to 50 or over 50. You know, it's a massive part of our life. So the inner cycle, which is what this podcast is all about, is hopefully going to help you learn about different aspects of your cycle and how it can be a positive thing, how you can use it to actually have like an inner superpower to take on different aspects of your life. And that's what we really want. We want to be empowered. We want to be positive, you know. And it's breaking down that shame, you know. I was just reading again today that 1 in 10 women feel like they are have menstrual shame, and it's brought to their attention through comments by males in their environment. 50%, I should say, 50% of women have experienced menstrual shaming in their life. It's crazy statistics, and completely unnecessary. It's a part of our life. You know, it's yeah, sure, there's aspects of it that aren't great. No one likes to bleed and be in pain for a number of days every month. I get that. And I really do also understand that some of us suffer terribly. Like, you know, some women have really cruel cycles. And so there's no judgment from me about, you know, what your choice is with contraception or how you manage your menstrual cycle, because it's up to everybody, because for some women it's really tough, and for some women they don't want to know about it. You know, it's an inconvenience, and they just don't want to connect. And I think that's the part that's the shame for me, because I actually think that when you really understand your body, it gives you a level of confidence that you may not have had before. And that's what I found for me. So to go full circle to the beginning of the conversation, when I started talking about my experience and my journey, and that's what happened to me. I had this really low self-esteem, and by understanding my body, I started to get that actually I'm not feeling too great right now, but I know that I have to just sit tight, because in about 2 days I'm going to feel great and I'm going to be feeling $1 million again. And then a week after that, I know I'm going to be unstoppable, because it's a phase where I have so much energy and I'm focused and I'm driven and I'm positive. And I've just got to hold out, because I'm going to be there really, really soon. And then I move into a phase where I'm loving and I'm empathetic and I'm charismatic, and you know, I feel great about myself. My skin feels amazing. I'm achieving great results. I'm communicating clearly. And that's all because of where I am in a phase. And even the negative phases that you may know about, the premenstrual phase, well, I'm here to tell you that that phase also brings you amazing creativity and an ability to get through detail and high detail tasks in that area. It's just about how you manage it, how you manage yourself, how you listen to yourself, and how you're charting this information down, so you can at each month reflect and see what came for that month and what brings you the next month, what's coming your way. M-Goddess is not new. Women have had periods for centuries. Nothing is new about this. There are books, as I mentioned before, that started me on this journey that are really old texts, and women have been exploring and celebrating their cycle for years. And then it came to a time where it was looked upon negatively, mainly by the male fraternity. So the medical fraternity, they didn't know what was going on with women. They didn't understand it. They didn't have a menstrual cycle themselves, so they couldn't understand how it impacted so much. And so unfortunately, they saw it as a really negative thing, and they only saw the negative aspects of it as well, the hysteria, the paranoia that some women really experience during their cycle. But they never linked the good stuff, you know, and it really does connect, you know, that the change in our bodies makes such a difference to our energy levels that, you know, when do you come home and go, I had a great day today? Oh, it must be because I'm in the follicular phase of my cycle. said no one ever. You know, but if you came home after a really bad day and you're really not feeling great and you're moody and you're teary, I bet you the first thing you go is, where am I in my cycle? Oh yeah, I'm premenstrual. So again, I'm here to try and break this down. I want you to look at your cycle for everything that that's got for you to offer. It's got magic in it. It really does. There is a positive phase in every phase of your cycle. So positive aspects, I should say, in every phase of your cycle. And it's just about identifying what they look like for you, because your cycle's different to my cycle. And when you start charting using my template, you can start understanding what's coming your way, what this phase looks like. And then you can start celebrating it and going, oh, excellent, I've got this phase coming up. I'm going to plan X, Y, Z because I know I can get it done in this phase. So that sounds pretty cool. And that is really all I'm here to do. I want to bring this information through these podcasts. I'm going to talk about different research pieces that I've found. I've got some fabulous people that are going to join me in podcasts, and they're going to talk about how they use their cycle each month. And I've got some people that are experts in their field that are going to talk about how they train with their different, you know, within different phases, or how they coach in different phases, or therapists how they treat their clients who are in different phases of their cycle. So there's heaps to learn, and I really hope that you join me for these podcasts. I love the sound of my own voice, but if you want to join me, you think you've got something that you'd love to share with me, make sure you contact me at sharon@mgoddess.com.au. Thanks for joining me today, and I really hope that I hear from you soon, or you can join me at my next one. Have an awesome day. Bye.